Josh. So that's our stew we're offering. We make it small batch every day, fresh dumplings to order. Really good stuff.
Tell us a little bit about your journey to Broadway here right next to the United Way.
Okay, so my journey, the reason Brew and Stew came, the space was available. It's needed in the community. There was nothing down here. We opened up last October. As you can see, there's a lot of development going down. These people had nowhere to go. Now they have a space that we created. They come in with their plans, and they're hatching their big plans right in our coffee shop.
The secret United Way plans?
I don't think that, but a lot of the builders are
meeting.
Yeah. Yes, so it's a kind of like a hub for everyone to come to meet and talk about what they're going to do.
And, of course, you have a lot of space for that. It's very eclectic. It has sort of artistic look, which kind of appeals to what's sort of happening in part of this, the community as well. And talk a little bit about other plans maybe that are taking place and what you see is from your response from being here, giving them a place for food
I think
and beverage.
Being here definitely gives people the it definitely gives people like, hey, this can work. You know, look at what Brew and Stew's doing. You know, we went from having no one coming around here to you can't find a parking spot when we get so busy. So it's definitely been a good thing.
What do you think the turning point is? Obviously, the word of mouth and more people know, or they drive by and say, what is that place? What is this with all the interesting, you know, outside patio area and inside?
For us, we did zero marketing. We just came in, we turned the open sign on, we didn't tell anybody, and we were able to build relationships with people that drove by and saw the open sign or saw the flowers outside, and so we gained a lot of regulars that way.
Now, you were from this area, right? And then you told me...
Yeah, I am. I graduated from Southview, went to Lorraine High, moved to Dallas for about 15 years, and moved back to take care of my dad when he passed. We decided to stay.
And of course, now you're doing that. Tell me about what your typical day is over there, and what you're responsible for and doing.
My typical day is getting up in the morning and getting that open. While I'm doing that, I'm raising a baby, and I'm also planning other concepts down here in the area.
And of course, it's part of what's also happening here with the streetscape as well. So there's a lot of momentum taking place that you see.
There definitely is. We bought the Pharaoh's building across the street, so we plan on putting a chicken shack there. Fast casual chicken restaurant, and we just acquired the building down across from Scorchers. There used to be a Dabu restaurant there. We're putting a fast casual burger restaurant.
And fast casual means what for people?
Fast casual is basically you think of, like you go in and you go up to the counter, order, sit down, relax, and then we bring your food out.
So it gives not only a chance for people to come find the food, but sort of take a break as well. I mean, it's not just sort of something where this gives them also an opportunity, as you mentioned, sometimes to put together things if they're having meetings or people like that coming in.
Correct. Like next door, it's more of a, we're a restaurant, but it's more of a coffee house vibe. I mean, you saw our kitchen. It's very small. So it's basically like a food truck with no wheels. We have a galley kitchen, but we crank out so much food out of there. It's unbelievable.
And do you have other things there that draw people in? A lot of places like that maybe have other events taking place. Have you ventured into that at all, or is it strictly just the
I had a gal stop in. She wants to do like ballroom dancing next door. So she came in, set up music, started grabbing customers, and was teaching them like foxtrot and swing dancing. And so we plan on doing things like that. We just want to get the community together and get more awareness down here.
What goes into a decision where you decide, let's take that building and put a chicken restaurant in there, let's take that building, a hamburger restaurant? What goes into that process?
Well, I mean, the top three foods we consume are pizza, burgers, and chicken. So we already have a lot of pizza places coming down here. It's what, you know, it's what the people want. I mean, who doesn't love a good burger?
That's absolutely right. Or the chicken paprikash, as you mentioned. For
chicken paprikash. That was something I said I'll never make in a restaurant. Like, it's time consuming, but, you know, it's so popular here. It's a regional thing, and and people love it. So it's something that we offer daily because of that.
That's the second time you said the phrase that I'll do something I'll never do, yet you're doing it. Can you explain that process or what it is that goes through your mind to sort of put up the barrier, yet then break down that barrier?
Just the restaurant industry in general is so time-consuming and busy. And so it's a lot of hard work, but it's needed down here. We want to set the standard too. If you come in our place, the hospitality is like no other. And so being in a place that there's nothing down here, when someone else comes in, we want them to have the same standard too, because we're going to basically be an eating destination area down here. So we want to offer, you know, quality, good hospitality, and just a really good overall experience.
Now it's up for the customers and the community to help you make that come true.
Yes, definitely.
Be there and coming back as well. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, coming back, coming over. Greg, you need to stop next door.
Okay.
The grandfather clock just, we need a clock.
Oh, really?
Forget this clock that they got in the United States. Uh-huh. They've got a grandfather clock. That's
so if that's
there.
Missing, yeah. I know where to find it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've always wanted, by the way, secret passion, Craig, I've always wanted a grandfather clock. Ever since I've been little.
Uh-huh.
I've yet to reach that goal yet. Maybe this could be something I could work. I got to figure out where to put it in the studio, though. And then every 15 minutes, how does that chime? Does that give
it
you?
It does chime.
Every 15 or is it a
every
half hour?
Every half hour.
Every half hour? Okay.
How about we just make this our studio right here at the United Way?
Well, this is.
They've got better chairs.
Yes, but there's a lot of floors to vacuum around here. I can see that there's a lot of space. I know you're passionate about the garage door.
I know. I like that.
But there's a lot of things happening here on Broadway, and we're going to find out more about that as we continue on.